A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Mem Aleph, Menachas 41a, pagination is 81. We're dealing with the mitzvah of tzitzis and a specific fundamental question. If it is a chovas gavra, an obligation on the person, or a chovas talis, an obligation even on the garment when it's owned by a Jew. The Gemara, midway on the line, says, Pliga de Malacha, this was a discussion which the angel had, as we will describe. De Malacha Ashkeche l'Rav Ketina. The Malach, an angel, found Rav Ketina, de Michsi Sadina. He was wrapped in a linen garment without tzitzis. He did not have tzitzis. We discussed that there's a concern regarding tcheles, because it's wool in a linen garment, even though it would be mutter, because asei docha lo saasei, and the comparison between tzitzis and shatnez in Parshas Ki Tzetze. But furthermore, either you don't put tcheles in, or you don't have tzitzis in it at all, according to some of the Rishonim. But simply, it was a nighttime garment. And a nighttime garment doesn't get tzitzis. The pasuk says, Ur'isemo, so you should be able to see the tzitzis. And therefore, nighttime is absolved from this mitzvah. There's a discussion in the Rishonim whether it's nighttime or a garment worn at night. But in any case, Rav Ketina was not wearing tzitzis in this four-cornered garment. And it does not seem he was doing anything wrong. It's just that he was absolving himself from the mitzvah in a quite acceptable manner. But the bottom line is he's not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. Amalei, the angel, told him, Ketina, Ketina, addressing Rav Ketina, Sedina Bekaita. You wrap yourself in this linen garment in the summer. Vesarbalo besisva, and in the winter you have the corners curved off so there are no four corners. Tzitzis shel tcheles matehayole, what's going to be with proper tzitzis? In other words, the claim against him was not that he did anything wrong, it's that he's not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. Amalei said to the angel, Anshisu asei, are people punished on a mitzvah asei that they didn't do? I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment. I'm not obligated to do the mitzvah. Amalei, he told them, Bizman diikarischa anshinon. When there is anger from Hashem on a different issue, this could be held against the person because he should have proactively done the mitzvah. And this is referring to a mitzvah that's a chovas gavra that's on the person, a person's obligation, particularly because it has to do with his body. We don't particularly find that you have to run after different mitzvahs in order to do them. And the art scroll footnote gives, for example, not obligated to buy property in Eretz Yisrael in order to do the mitzvahs. If you own property, you have to observe it. But over here, since it's a chovas gavra, it has to do with the person and his body, a person is supposed to be proactive and purchase a garment of four corners in order that they could do this mitzvah. And the Gemara assumes, Yamrit Bishlama Chovas Gavrahu, that it's truly a Chovas Gavra on the person, Hainu de Machayiv, Delo Karami, because he's not doing it, Eli Yamrit Chovas Talishu, Halo Machayiva, if it's only an obligation, if I have the four cornered garment, even if it's sitting in my drawer, but it's an obligation on the garment, then why would a person be obligated? Either it's on him or it's on the talis. And this is what the Gemara grapples with. Elamai chavas gavra, who it assumes that it's a chavas gavra, it's on the person, and therefore by extrapolation, if you don't do it, even if you weren't obligated to do it, but you're supposed to do it. It has to do with your body. You're supposed to do it. And the Gemara deflects it and says, Nehi dechayve rachmona ki michsi talis devas chiyuva. If you're wearing such a garment, you're obligated. Ki michsi talis delav bas chiyuva hu michayve rachmona. There's no such obligation. Even in chovas gavra, there's no such obligation that you have to go out and buy a talis, a four-cornered garment that tzitzis. Alihachi kamar le, this is what the criticism was. And then we have to go back and appreciate that the Malach said there is criticism in a time when a person is being punished for other things, or wrath is unleashed for other things. This can be a factor. The wording should be like this. Titzdaki, you're doing tricks. Lemifter nafshech mitzitzis, to avoid the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's what was referred to, that be'idan rischa and shinon, in a time of anger, then Hashem does punish on such a mitzvah. And that's why we're very careful, besides the talis that we wear during davening, that we have an ongoing mitzvah that men, boys, make the effort to do, and it's considered such a powerful mitzvah, we make sure to do it, even though in strict sense of halacha, there's no obligation if you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, but you go ahead and you do the four-cornered garment, as the Malach described to Rav Katina, not to do tricks, not to have it. We have a jacket, and it's got the fronts cut in circular. There's no four corners. Great. But you should want to have this mitzvah. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kintza, Amar Shmuel, Kalei Kufsa, something in the drawer, Chayavan B'Tzitzis. In his opinion, was already obligated in Tzitzis. This is not the way we paskin. Umoda Shmuel, but even according to that opinion, B'Zokin Sha'asa Lichvodo, if an older person made this four-cornered garment as shrouds, Sheptura, he doesn't have to put tzitzis on it, because it's not my time asha techase ba'amar rachmana, something that you're going to wear as clothing, haylav le'ichsui yavido, and he's putting this aside. He's not using it as clothing, so it doesn't have an obligation of tzitzis. Interestingly, bi'ahi shaita, the Gemara concludes this discussion, at that time, meaning after his passing, when they dress him in the shrouds, vade raminan le'o, then we would have to put tzitzis on it. Mishum lo'ig l'rosh cheref oseyu, because you don't want to make fun of him that we have the mitzvah of tzitzis because we're alive, and he does not. He's wearing a four-cornered garment, so you have to put on tzitzis at that time, simply so that we don't mock him. Now, this, in practical halacha, is exactly the opposite. It is true that we won't go with tzitzis of our own open in front of a deceased person, because that's mockery. So we put our tzitzis in, one of the acts that we do when we go to Luvaya, when we accompany a deceased person. But in terms of the four-cornered garment of a deceased person, on the contrary, it's actually brought that we passel the tzitzis. We make them invalid, and that's with reasoning beyond the scope of our session right now. For our purposes, to be aware that there are two concepts. One is chovas gavra, that the mitzvah is on the person. One is chovas talis, that it's possible to hold even while it's in the drawer. If you own a four-cornered garment, it could be it already needs tzitzis. We do not paskin while it's sitting in the drawer. It would need tzitzis. It does not. You put on the tzitzis when you're ready. People can buy a four-cornered garment and then put on the tzitzis at their leisure. We also derive from this Gemara the importance on some level of chovas gavra. It's an obligation, even if it's not a true obligation, because if you're not wearing four corners, you don't have to do tzitzis, but you're not supposed to make titzdiki tricks not to wear tzitzis. On the contrary, we go out of our way to do this beautiful mitzvah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.